Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly escalates its 340B enforcement standoff by notifying covered entities of a 5-business-day window to submit required claims data or lose access to 340B pricing. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals and Inceptive Nucleics announce a 3-year strategic AI collaboration worth up to $2 billion. And Anne-Marie Robertson of Eversana speaks on the trends shaping the future of oncology commercialization following ASCO 2026. Eli Lilly has moved to enforce its January 2026 claims data documentation policy by sending letters to an initial group of covered entities, giving them 5 business days to submit required de-identified claims data or face loss of access to 340B program pricing on Lilly products. The company, which expanded its long-standing contract pharmacy data requirement to in-house pharmacy dispenses at the start of this year, says approximately 70% of covered entities have already complied without issue, and characterizes the holdouts as a coordinated boycott by major disproportionate share hospitals that have collectively earned between $8 million and $16 million in 340B profits on Lilly products since the requirement took effect. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals and Inceptive Nucleics have announced a 3-year strategic collaboration worth up to $2 billion, with $30 million paid up front in cash and equity, to apply Inceptive's foundation AI models to the discovery and development of novel RNAi therapeutics. The deal pairs Alnylam's RNAi drug platform and more than 20 years of proprietary siRNA data with Inceptive's generative machine learning models, which are designed to identify and learn underlying biological patterns and adapt to different drug modalities without retraining, with the collaboration focused on advancing siRNA design, modeling target mRNAs, and improving the productivity of Alnylam's experimental programs under its Alnylam 2030 pipeline expansion strategy. Finally, Anne-Marie Robertson, Senior Vice President at Eversana, speaks on the key trends shaping oncology commercialization following the 2026 ASCO annual meeting. Robertson discusses the signals emerging from this year's meeting around tumor-agnostic approvals, ADC development, and the proliferation of biomarker-driven patient selection strategies, and how these scientific shifts are creating both new commercial opportunities and new access challenges for oncology manufacturers navigating increasingly fragmented payer and patient populations. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.